Hello and welcome to another edition of the Arb Life podcast. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about tree inventories and I'd like to talk about how they provide arborists with a great tool, with a great starting point in the planning stages of any type of project. And I also want to start by saying that I think typically, when we hear the term tree inventory, we automatically think of these very vast, expansive databases of information, municipal work, county, town inventories, things like that. And I just want to say that an inventory does not have to be an intimidating thing. It can be as many as two or three or four trees, a small project, residential sites, things like that. And I want to talk about tree inventory as a great starting point and also as a great selling tool for the arborist. When we get called to assess trees and to provide our opinion, essentially what we need to do first is we need to do some sort of data collection. We need to look at the size of a tree. We need to look at the size of a tree part that's in question. But another great aspect of the inventory is being able to collect that data and then to give some type of level of prioritization to a project. So many times we may have an instance where there are several trees on site and all of the work that we'd like to sell just doesn't fall under someone's budget. And what we can do is we can utilize the tree inventory as a way to take that information, put it on paper, and illustrate to the client how this work can be prioritized and why it can be prioritized. Many times a structural defect or a tree that may need to be pruned or cabled or braced is not necessarily in a location on the property that is close to a house, close to a target, and again, what the value of that target is. And all of these things, all of the features, the attributes, and the values that are included in an inventory can be put on paper, can be explained to a tree owner, a property owner. And I think that's why an inventory is, on the surface, a really great selling tool for the arborist, is because it gives you a way to illustrate the time frame of tree maintenance of arboriculture on that site. What I'd also like to talk about is the fact that another misconception that we have is that you need to have a cutting edge a modern app or program or some type of really expensive computer equipment to do inventories, and that is just simply not the case. All you need to do an inventory is a pen and a paper, and it can be that simple. You can record that way. You can present that way. Another great option that I use is a voice recorder, which I'm recording this on right now. Many times I will take a voice recorder out to a property with me, and I will walk the site and I will just record everything that I'm doing, whether I'm measuring diameters, I'm looking at crown spread, I'm looking at specific branches that have defects or that have dead wood or things like this. So I can record all of these things very, very easily as I'm walking through the site. And if I'm putting together an estimate package or a proposal package for the client, I can take that information, which is basically the data collection process, and I can put that information together and then have a second meeting or a follow-up meeting with the client and present it that way. So I think in that sense, the inventory is really a wonderful selling tool that the arborist has at their disposal. And it can be very inclusive, and it can be very basic. It all depends on the scope of work on the project. If there is obviously some sort of active failure going on or storm damage that needs immediate attention versus trees in the landscape that may just need some future pruning or some future healthcare applications. And so those sort of things can be hashed out in an inventory and presented that way. An inventory can be laid out in many ways, but some of the main things that are included, and this is coming from the best management practices, features of an inventory. Features are the items that are inventoried. In many cases, this is the tree itself or a tree site, a future planting site, and other features that can be inventoried. Utility poles, shrubs, putting greens, irrigation systems, hardscape features, fountains, walkways, etc. Attributes are the characteristics of a feature that will be recorded during the inventory process. Attributes can be broadly divided into two types of data: location information and tree information. So those are the two types of attributes that you're going to include in an inventory. And then the third is values. Values are the quantitative or qualitative measures of an attribute. Quantitative values are usually direct measurements with an instrument, such as when diameter tape is used for the attribute. And qualitative measurements, by contrast, involve somewhat arbitrary categories and individual judgments. Such as the attribute tree condition. So those inventory concepts are directly out of the best management practice. I totally suggest that you get the BMP on inventories and look it over. It's a great little resource. There's a lot of really great information in there to sort of inspire the way that you're doing business. Get over to the website, www.thearblife.com. Sign up for an email subscription. Thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for a lot more stuff to come. Thanks.